예수 보좌 죄구지 에이 아마야 에가 마오디오 예수 보좌 죄구지 라치 마시아미치 아시아미치요 예수 보좌 죄 Ebomi sema sina kwa. Shemi wili brashwa ya ye. Ayaye, ayaye. Nguwe manwa ayayo. Itiati ya mawayo. Adiyo bia mame. Oye bia. Pulu. Shemi bose nkwa ya sena kwa. Mosenku, 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 Dadoza. Ibuwe manwa, yeah, yeah. Shola mami, tunuma. Ayo, yeah, yeah, rote. Ayo, yeah, mami, ayo, yeah, mami. Ben yeswa yo. Adadi adame. Wama meni menguasya. I repeat it. Oh, my man, was you. May I swear, what would you tell me? Oh, my man, was you. Was your corner, was your corner? Was your money, yo? Money, yo? Money, yo? Money, hallelujah, Azafu, hallelujah. Oh, baby, I'm there. Oh, she Azafu, Azafu, yeah, oh, Adia, oh, Adafu.
I say, why are you? 2013 also now studio be
Nature, I'm a son, my etching boy, a frozen. A Columbia's you, Yama light off one. Bear 1 week no moon soy. I don't want to make one and no two to feel. San and Yamis, yes, you know. A ruddy money, baby, papa be. A ruddy cook could win a neck, maybe a shutter. We pass up a cat in a while with you, man. Catching me a soft woman. Million you to be. Million baby office and I want you to catch him. Will be our dear brother. Now, if he's sad, and you mean you must say, be a never do a serious, yes, yes. Oh, oh, dear. Sani doswa Ode wuko siye Sano doswa Ode kaya itansa mutiramu Ebasa yeko mano Yadi shano Onona onimunia Oriye Hey Edipangi na tunchinia Ana ya fa unyashi Abushi afanye na tu anjenia Waje ya useuni ani daswano Yeko mano Yedi minimu ni amene kasa Ono no ni ya Messi mandala no de fiasi obey president and yeko mano Yedi sano Onu no di munia. Little last song. Do you know me? I can't say obey you. You didn't ever obey you. Do you know me? I can't say obey you. You didn't ever obey you. What the bad to me? See what way? Suffer to me, see what way? You know me? I can't say obey you. You didn't ever. Run it back to me, see you quay. Step up to me, see you no quay. You know me, you got some of you know. When I miss you, I'm missing a war. Shani, I see me, I'm missing a war. I'm glad to see what you know. You probably had to me for what's up, my beer. What's this, is it on you, man? I'm not going to be able to do it. Maybe it will tarry, but thank God. Your glory days are coming. Your uplifting days are coming. Be any crash when you to move, say, when you Eni pa kwa shwe ni makenda sa untumpo. Nansu. Mamenya nyuwe na pulumesi FNC. Ya. Yeah. Amani unipi. Atua. Kwa seni anasyo. Nasenso yobi Wetu wa fapaiba Enye ene unam naku Nemo yaku di anyina ne paiba Na anumu Em paiba ne mu na ube urusia Bribia ni wa yo wantu minyama wo Ayodi usemi nara I mean, better view. Amani wouldn't be Atua Brasenia Nasio. Shalom, 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 shalom. Shalom night, people of God. Shalom night, church. Please, I believe you are all doing well. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. I thank God for your lives. By the special grace of God, myself and my family, we are doing well. The Lord bless you and favor you in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Under this anointing, I pray for you. I decree and declare, anything that is holding on to your ease in destiny, by the power of the Holy Ghost, let that thing be broken in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Anything that is making easy things difficult for you, may the power of God break that thing from your life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And I pray that the hand of the Lord will rest upon your destiny in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Share the link. Share the link and invite your friends and loved ones. Within the next 5 minutes, we are going to fire prayer. Within the next 5 minutes, we are going to fire prayer. This is priesthood time. This is priesthood time. And we all know that priesthood began concerning humanity in the Garden of Eden. The Bible said that when God made man, he told him that, Adam, keep and dress the garden. Keep and dress the garden. The keeping and the dressing of the garden by Adam was actually the priestly assignment that God gave to Adam. So if the garden was actually going to be in a good shape, it would be through the dressing of Adam. And if the garden is going to be preserved and protected from the invasion of negative spirits or negative entities, then it is also going to be on the keeping work of Adam over the garden. People of God, your destiny is like a garden, and the Lord has appointed you to be a priest over your destiny. What it means is that whenever there is an invasion of wicked spirits, it means you did not keep the garden well. And you realize that when things are not going well on the inside of your own destiny, it means you are not dressing your destiny well. Don't blame God for your predicament. Are you listening to me? That is the reason why in one of the assignments of a priest is that the priest takes responsibility of whatever has happened in his destiny, whether good or bad. Whenever the enemy attacks your life, as a priest, you should take responsibility that you did not keep your destiny well. And that is why the enemy has entered. It is only in the taking of responsibility that the priestly assignment in you to overcome the enemy will start manifesting. But if you try to shift blames and run away from the things you have caused to come upon yourself, your priesthood assignment has totally been attacked. And this night, it is my prayer that the Lord will cause us to rise again, even in the priestly assignment. It doesn't matter what we are going through. It doesn't matter the struggles the devil has brought upon us. It doesn't matter the predicament we are experiencing. We are rising once again as priests to keep the destiny that God has given to us. And because one of the assignments is to dress, one of the assignments is to dress the garden of your destiny. Anything in your life, anything in your destiny that was not planted by God, that because of our laziness, because of our prayerlessness, we allowed the devil to enter into our
our lives to cause. As we stand in prayer tonight, we put on the priestly garment and we overthrow all the works and the projections of the enemy in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus.
Oh, I feel an anointing here this night. My God, there is an anointing I feel right now. It is the anointing for prayer. The anointing for prayer. You want to lift your voice in prayer this night. And you want to tell God, Lord, as a priest, I've not been able to do my work well. That is the reason why Satan is trying to control things in my life. Oh, how come as a priest, I now do not know how to handle my emotions? I talk anyhow, or because certain things are not going the way they are supposed to go. How come as a priest of my own destiny, I keep shifting blames to others? And I've realized that the more I shift blames, the more I still see the negative things going on without any change. Are you listening to me? I want to tell you this. What happened in your life may not actually be about you, may not actually be from you. What happened in the family may actually not be from you. But what happens after what has happened has already taken place, what happens now and in the future is solely dependent on you. Are you listening to me? Forget about what your forefathers did. You can change everything for good by the power of the Holy Ghost. This is not the time to be shifting blames. It is my father who left my mother, and that's why we are all struggling. People of God, there are people who were in worse situations than yours, but they've been able to come out of it. God does not love those people more than you. They took responsibility. And they subscribed to the help of the Spirit. And they were able to come out. This is not the time to be shifting blames. This is the time to rise and say, Lord, I allowed all these things to happen. But I receive your grace and your empowerment to cause a change in my destiny and in my family. Are you listening to me? Forget about what your parents didn't do for you. Forget about the fact that they did not help you to further your education. Forget about all these things. What is inside you can actually bring you to a height that God has already ordained for you. It is not much more about what your parents did. Because we all have been disadvantaged in our families way back. And if we are still leaning on all those disadvantages, nobody will go far in life. But there is encoded in your soul something that has the ability to let you stand on the topmost places where people will now watch you. Are you listening to me? If you catch this and you stand in prayer, you will realize that things are changing. I'm telling you, you're a young woman, you're a married woman, your husband is not focusing on you, he's moving around with other women. Forget about your husband for today. Are you listening to me? Sit down on the floor as we pray. There is a higher way to handle the issues of your family. Sometimes not about talking. If you keep talking, why did you go here? Why did you go here? You will destroy the whole matter. Sit down. There is a higher force. There is a power locked up in you that can cause the change of everything. Are you listening to me? We are going to lift up a prayer. It's not the time to be crying unnecessarily. I don't know what is happening to me. Oh Lord, why am I going through all these things? This is priesthood time. Here, we don't cry on unnecessary matters. When we shed tears, they are legalities. See, soon we are actually in the court of heaven and our tears have a serious value in super because of emotional trauma. Are you getting what I'm saying? This is priesthood time. Every posture we engage in prayer has what it means. So be very serious. that some of you listening to her, I'm telling you, it takes priesthood to get out of an ungodly family. It takes priesthood to break altars. Because one of the assignments of a priest is actually to work on altars. So if you're a priest, you should know altars. Maybe we'll talk about that. Are you listening to me? But I want us to pray. Anything you see going on in your life that God did not talk to you about. Now take note. There are certain things that will come to us. They might look evil to us, but God actually is using them to let you grow. They are called tests. And there are certain things the devil will also bring to you. His main purpose for which he brought those things to your life is to make sure you go down and you don't rise in life. They are called temptations. But one of the things is that whenever the matter or the issue is from God, there is peace in your heart. Even though the thing is not, it does not really let you feel good, but there is a certain peaceful atmosphere you develop in your heart. But when God speaks, "I am opening a marital door for you," and you are still walking through series of heartbreaks and delay, you will lose your peace. And the moment the peace is lost, you should know what you are experiencing is not of the Lord. Are you getting what I'm saying? And don't just look at it. Rise in the priestly power God has given to you and address the matter. One of the assignments you carry in your own life is to dress your life. God told Adam to dress the garden. It means, making sure, say, you are pruning all the things, making sure that snakes will not have any way to go and hide in any place of the garden. And you get what I'm saying? But if you don't dress it and you allow certain weeds to grow, you realize that you are giving the enemy a place to hide. And once he's hiding, he's actually looking at things, trying to know the place to attack. So you have the responsibility to dress your destiny. What it means is that look at your destiny, clear off unnecessary things. If you don't clear it, destiny to cause problems. Are you getting what I'm saying? That some of you, if you have been praying, you will know this is not the time to enter into relationship. Oh dear God, you will waste destiny. But you talk to people, they don't listen. Sometimes you feel that your soul is really under attack, but you won't pray. Feel what I say, film movies. Putting a lot of junk in your soul, allowing the enemy to get a foothold in your life. Be wise. Be wise. What Satan is afraid of is priests. Because he was once a priest in heaven. Take note of that. He was once a priest in heaven. And I've already showed you how this happened. The word of the Lord spoke about how, in the book of Ezekiel 28, how Satan's body was actually made with 9 precious stones. And these 9 precious stones, when God called the priests who were the Levites in Israel, he used 12 precious stones. He put 12 precious stones on their garment. Among the 12 stones that were in the priestly garment, 9 of the stones were the stones that were used to form the body of Lucifer. The guy had a priestly assignment in heaven. Are you listening to me? He had a priestly assignment in heaven. So he knows who a priest is. He knows what a priest is supposed to do. He is not afraid of a prophet. Neither is he afraid of a pastor, an evangelist, a teacher, or an apostle. He is afraid of someone who is doing his priestly assignment well. And take note, we are all called to be priests. Not all of us will be prophets. To be a prophet, to be an apostle, is a gift that God gives you for an assignment. But to be a priest is actually who you are inside your soul. Go and read the book of Revelation chapter 1 verse 5. The Bible said, Jesus, he has made all of us priests and kings unto God. You are a priest, but Satan's main goal is for you not to know who you are as a priest. Because it is in priesthood that you understand how to walk in this life, how to protect the destiny God has given to you, how to know the things you don't need in your life and the things you need in your destiny, and how to engage them. One of the main works of a priest, according to the word of God, is the burning of incense on the altar. And the burning of incense can also be likened unto prayer. Prayer. Prayer, prayer, prayer. Koma latese venekis. You remember in the book of Luke chapter 1, the Bible says that John the Baptist's father, Zechariah, was a priest. And according to his lot, the Bible said he was burning incense before the Lord on the altar. Then an angel of the Lord appeared. And the angel said, you are going to give birth. Are you following? People of God, if Satan has entered your destiny and he's trying to attack you in many ways, the issue is you are the one who allowed it. If there are many things going on in your life that are against the plans of God for your life, then you allowed it. Don't shift the blame on anybody. Don't say because your fathers did not know God, that is why you are struggling. Forget about that side and change things with the power of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. There is nobody here whose great, 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 great grandfather was not an idol worshiper. You can't use that as an excuse to fail in life. Are you following? Rise, rise, and lay hold on the destiny God has given to you. Are you getting what I'm saying? Hold it well. That business you want to do, put it on the altar. Every business must have an altar. And fair be kind and timusa. Are you listening to me? You want to build the house? Anoint the land first. Anoint the land. Discover what God is trying to say concerning things. It is part of priesthood. Are you listening to me? And pray. Some of you get money, you want to go and build a house in your hometown. Be wise enough to hear what God is saying before you take a step. They went to their own family houses and they tried to renovate the entire house. That was the end of their lifting. More down for, I don't know. You need to be wise. Are you listening to me? Not all battles are supposed to be fought. Now some of them, we avoid them. You need to, and it takes priesthood to know the ones to avoid and the ones to fight. Are you listening to me? listening to me? You want to lift your voice in prayer. Any wicked personality whose main goal is to bring you down in every area of your life, as we fire prayer tonight, by the power of priesthood, that person goes down in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. You want to lift your voice in prayer. My Lord and my God, as I lift up my voice in prayer tonight, I put on my garment as a priest. As I stand in my family, I declare, anything going on in my life, in my destiny, in my family, that has not been ordained by God, by the priestly power I carry, I abort it in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. And I establish the counsel of God in my destiny, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Lift up your voice and fire prayer now. You can call in and join us in prayer. You can call in and join us in prayer.
La 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 I'm going to go to the hospital. I'm not going to be able to do that. I'm not going to be able to do that. Rabba,
In the name of the Lord,
in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I declare any witch or wizard that is not sleeping at the night, but is always conjuring and making evil incantations against your life and your family, right now, by priestly anointing, I release divine judgment against them right now, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Anybody that wants to frustrate your marriage, anybody whose contract is to make sure you don't find joy and happiness in your marriage, I prophesy by the power of the Holy Ghost, that person falls down and die in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Any wicked hand that is controlling your finances, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus, I command that hand to be cut off in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. I bring judgment against the wicked souls trying to frustrate your destiny. That sickness they have put in your body, that sickness they have put in your mother's body, that sickness they have put in your beloved's body, I command that sickness to disappear by the power of the Holy Ghost. Now I bring divine healing to you. May the hand of the Lord touch you right now. Wherever you are, receive the touch of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Your testimony has been released right now. Anything that was holding on to your testimony, by the power of the Holy Ghost, that thing is losing your testimony now. Any
evil hand holding on to your traveling, I cut off that hand and I release your traveling right now. Now, if you are sick in any part of your body, I declare right now in the name of Jesus, receive divine healing from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Even if the sickness is on somebody connected to you, I release divine healing right now. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May He be a blessing to your destiny in the name of the Lord Jesus. Radin tene ni munchire o mana dom ne kesiye emfa mau ewo Yesu dimo. Ososo hene no oma wasumji wenu wabusiya ewo Yesu dimo. Abimfre u radia ekoso abrabunim radi imani mubungu form. But you must send a radin tony super and so any ye ewo Jesus dim wa upe promotion ye peace upon no edemao. In the name of Jesus, wa upe juma mu kwain eradi mies upon no enfa mao ewo Yesu dim. Ene di enso ya kwain tu ye bie kwain ne di amao ewo Yesu dim. Radin tutu wana mo fensi ye mon shewo ma ewo ne juma mo. The Lord bless you and favor you all greatly in the name of the Lord Jesus. There is priesthood time. The Lord favor you. He opened great doors for you. Here we put on the garment of priesthood and we show the devil where he belongs. We keep our destinies and we guard and dress our families. And I pray that the gracious Lord will favor you. He will open mighty and greater doors even for your life. In Jesus' precious mighty name. Amen. The Lord bless you and favor you all in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. God bless you and keep all of you strong. The Lord honor you. May He order your steps. May He take you to the right place at the right time. May you experience the beauty and the glory of God in every area of your life in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. God bless you. God willing, this afternoon we are going to meet at exactly 12 p.m. even for lunch prayer fire experience. Make sure you join us. Invite your friends and loved ones. Whatever you have been believing God for years, eradia domne osran ne humo brinti, we release it in the name of Jesus. So make sure you join us this afternoon at exactly 12 noon. The favor of the Lord will work for you. The Lord bless you and keep all of you strong in Jesus' precious mighty name. Those of you writing exams, I ask that the anointing of the Lord will rest upon you in Jesus' name. I ask that a spirit of excellence will rest on your lives. You will write and pass well. May the Holy Spirit be the one that will help you to recall whatever you have studied. And I pray that that which you are studying is that which will come. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. The Lord bless you and favor you all in Jesus' precious mighty name. Namia Adumwa, we meet this afternoon for the lunch prayer fire experience. God bless you and honor you all. If you feel led by the Spirit of God to release any seed, the number is 0240312551. 0240312551. God bless you and honor you all. We shall meet, God willing, this afternoon. Shalom. God bless you. God bless you all. And God bless you. Nyameyaduma Ibishia. Shalom. Bye bye.
Say yes, Subaru. Ada yes, Subaru. You ever talk about trumpets? Let's see a trumpet and then they will be see a corner. Thank you. Ada Yesu bebe bi abe fane makon totoro bantu bebusi. Come on, Ada Yesu bebe bi abe fane makon totoro bantu bebusi. Come on, handkerchief, handkerchief. Are you ready to blow the trumpet? Ada Yesu bebe bi abe fane makon totoro bantu bebusi. One, two, three, four. Okay. Medu Cote d'Ivoire. French for Anna. Okay. Now I am French for no. Yes, I am show penche. And you are French for yes, I am. Watch me, watch me. Are you ready? And some rule will listen, le vivant. 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 Let me run up and say, everybody shout! Let me hear you praise. Everybody shout! Okay, cheer. I'm sitting person on the mic. Eti mi bisa wasem, mi bisa wasem, mi bisa wasem. Oh, opreho, okay. MC Peso de ne mic, MC Peso de ne mic, MC Peso de ne mic. Me fa manu ana, 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 me fa manu ana. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4. I am a soldier in the army of the Lord.
I am a soldier in the army.
I am a soldier in the army of the Lord.
I am a soldier in the army.
And it's a soldier for the... And it's a soldier for the... Are you ready? And it's a soldier for the... Rising again. So it will go like this. It will go like this. 1, 2, 3, 4.
He will rise again. 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 Everybody say, he will rise again. He will rise again. He will rise again. Everybody, he will rise again.
And the tons will be here, Radia. None of the tons will say,
you boy, you so to you, you boy, you so to you, you boy, you so to you.
Are you ready? Me, dear, my son, I try Radian. Nasem, Sam, I'm a fire. Hey, then it's Sara, the Sara, the Una. Me, dear, my son, I try Radian. Nasem, say my mom fire, ebe, ede ne sa, beuna. Eti yo boy yo soto yo, yo boy yo soto yo, yo boy yo soto yo. Everybody shout,
yo boy yo soto yo,
yo boy yo soto yo. Everybody shout,
yo boy yo soto yo, yo boy yo soto yo.
Last song, see. Last song near home. Okay. Mammy can't do a last song. Wait, no. At last, I'll be dear Radiachi. Now, be dear Radiachi, dear Becosi. Asenyana Mesu.
Asenyana
Mesu. Yes, Asenyana Mesu. Asenyana Mesu. This is Asenyana Mesu. I said, near our grubby and near dear. Now you can say, circle, circle. Obi amra ni muha. Baso ye wi akonwa no wae. E baso munchimu kwa. Are you ready? Saka saka. Baso tie. Abona ye die no. Ye nka sabre tinti ya member ha. Pa mo chew. Mo bi amen tinti ha. Baso mun pie akonwa no kwa tie. Saka saka. Open open. Saka saka. Can't see open open. What you say? Saka saka. Saka saka. Okay. First one, you say. Obi Allah order Jesus. Obi Allah order Jesus. La la la.